Today's shiur is Masechta Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Aleph, and we will begin on Daf Yud Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom. Tanya, Rebbe Elazar Omer, Rebbe Elazar teaches us, B'Tishrei Nivra Olam. The world, according to Rebbe Elazar, was created in Tishrei. The Mefarshim explained that according to Rebbe Elazar, the 6 days of creation, the Sheish Shemei Bereishis, began on Chof Hei Elul, and Shabbos was the seventh day after the 6 days of creation. Adam HaRishon was born on Erev Shabbos, Lamed Elul, B'Tishrei Meso Avos, and the Avos, B'Tishrei Nod Avos, the Avos were born in Tishrei, and B'Tishrei Meso Avos, and they passed away in Tishrei. The Farshim point out, why does the Gemara say here, B'Tishrei Nivra Olam? Why doesn't the Gemara say B'Rosh Hashanah Nivra Olam? So Mefarshim explained that actually when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created his world, he did not necessarily intend that Aleph Tishrei should be Rosh Hashanah. However, what happened was, as we said earlier, Adam HaRishon was born the day before Aleph Tishrei, and that was the day that he also committed the sin of eating from the Eitz Hadas, and therefore the day after was the day of Din, the day of judgment from him. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, it wasn't specific that his intention was that Aleph Tishrei should be a Rosh Hashanah. Rather, what happened was, after the world was created, and after Adam HaRishon did his sin, that's when the world was Aleph Tishrei became Rosh Hashanah. And the others were born in Tishrei. The Mefarshim point out that the Mashal says this. Our Gemara doesn't indicate that the Avos were born on Rosh Hashanah. According to this Mandam, according to Beleza, they were born in Tishrei, but not specifically that they were born on Rosh Hashanah. The Pesach Noel Yitzchak, everybody agrees that Yitzchak was born on Pesach. Rosh Hashanah on Rosh Hashanah Nifkada Sar Rach Lachana, they were remembered that they should have children. And the Satmar Rebbe points out, based on this Gemara, that we learn from here that the beginning of the year and the beginning of anything is the most important aspect. And that's why at the beginning of the year is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us. That's the beginning of the year when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Nifkad, Sar Rachel, Rivka V'chana. Rachel V'chana, those were the days that he remembered them to do good. And he also says the beginning sometimes can also represent the beginning for bad. For example, he says on Tisha B'Av, even though we know that most of the Beis HaMikdash was actually burnt on 10 days in Av, we still commemorate Tisha B'Av, which is not the day where most of the Beis HaMikdash was burnt, because we follow the beginning. If the beginning is right, then everything else is right, and Chas V'Shalom the other way. Rosh Hashanah, Yotzei Yosef Beis Hasurin. Rosh Hashanah was the day that Yosef went out from jail, and the Mefarshim bring a very nice riot to this concept, because the pasuk says that when Yosef was summoned to Paroi to interpret his dream, the pasuk says v'yigalach v'yichalef simloisef. He shaved, he cut his hair, and he changed his clothing. And Rashi adds the words b'pnei kvoid malchus. So Mefarshim asks, what is Rashi trying to teach us? Of course, when one goes to see a king, he prepares himself properly. Explained Mefarshim that since, as our Gemara is teaching us, that day was Rosh Hashanah, and in Rosh Hashanah normally one may not take a haircut, Yosef took a haircut even though it was Rosh Hashanah. Why? B'nei Kvoid Malchus. There was a concept of Kvoid Malchus on the line, and that's why he took the haircut. Mefarshim actually ask, how was he allowed to take a haircut? So they explained he didn't take it himself, he took it through a guy. And furthermore, since the concept of Rosh Hashanah, the mitzvah that Rosh Hashanah was a yontif, was not yet given, so he was an Eidim Mitzvah V'Oisa, and the concept of Kfod Malchus certainly has strong basis in halacha. That's why Yosef, specifically if he did it through a guy, had the right to take a haircut, even though it was Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, Batla Avodim Mitzrayim. On Rosh Hashanah, our forefathers of Mitzrayim stopped to work. And Tosfos explains that even though we know that the Makis took a year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Makis on Mitzrayim for a year. And as the Gemara is about to teach us, everybody agrees, because it's explicit psukim, that Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim in Nisan. So that means the Makis began a year before in Nisan. For the first 6 months that the Makis were taking place in Mitzrayim, the Jews were still working. It was only after 6 months that the Makis were taking place in Mitzrayim that the Klal Yisrael stopped to work. But Nisan Nigalu, Klal Yisrael was redeemed from Mitzrayim and Nisan, and B'Tishrei, however he holds, B'Tishrei, Sidon L'Goyel, our ultimate Gula will be in Tishrei. Mefarshim explained why. So they explain that since Tishrei is the month in which we have Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah we know we blow the shofar, and as we explained earlier in our perek, blowing the shofar represents freedom. When in Yovel, when we wanted to represent that the slaves should be freed and be able to go back home, they blew the shofar. That's why on Rosh Hashanah was the Rosh Hashanah is the time, says the Gemara, B'Tishrei Yisid and Ligal. Rabbi Yeshua Eimer, B'Nissen Nevroilim, the world was created in Nissen. B'Nissen Naldo Avos, he holds that the Avos were born in Nissen. B'Nissen Meso Avos, because as we will learn later, everybody agrees that the Avos, Avram and Yaakov, passed away in the month that they were born, in the day they were born. Pesach Noel Yitzchak, Yitzchak was born in Pesach. Rosh Hashanah Nifkada Sarach Vachana. Rosh Hashanah Yotze Yosef Beis Asurin. He too agrees that Yosef left Paroi's servitude, left the jail, working, being in jail on Rosh Hashanah. And Farshim explained why, because they explained that why would we know that Rashi says that there is a issue that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had with Yosef, that he asked the Sar HaMashkim to mention his situation to Paroi, which was a lack of bitachon, which was a lack of emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rosh Hashanah, which represents the day that we recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who runs the world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate judge of our status and situation in life. So Rosh Hashanah was the most appropriate day that Yosef should be let out of jail to teach him the lesson that you made the error, Yosef on his Madregah understood, that you believed in a person being able to help you, to show that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is our ultimate Yeshua. Rosh Hashanah, Batla Avodah, Mavisen Mitzrayim. As we explained before, everybody agrees that the Makis began in Nisan, but our Shibud to work ended in Rosh Hashanah. B'Nissan Nigalu, in Nisan we were redeemed by Mitzrayim, or B'Nissan Asidin L'Gol, and so will be the situation when Mashiach will come. Mefarshim ask, according to Rabbi Yeshua, why is Rosh Hashanah in Tishrei? If the world was created in Nisan, and the Nisan that we described happened in Nisan, why is Rosh Hashanah in Tishrei? So I saw two answers. One answer is because Yom Kippur is in Tishrei, and we wanted that Yom Kippur should be the come. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Yom Kippur should come after Rosh Hashanah, so therefore he placed Rosh Hashanah in Tishrei. Or another Tarot I saw, that even though Rabbi Yeshua holds that the world was actually created in Nisan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's machshava, decision to create the world, took place in Tishrei, and that's why Rosh Hashanah is in Tishrei. Mefarshim discuss, here we're having a machloikis between Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua, when the world was created, and ultimately when the Gula will be. B'tishrei B'nissen Nigalu B'tishnes Sidin Legal, according to Belezer, and according to B'Yeshua B'nissen Nigalu B'nissen Sidin Legal. So Mefarshim ask, isn't one of the fundamentals of our belief Achakaloi B'chol Yom Shiyavoy that Mashiach could come every day? So how can we limit that Mashiach will only come on specific days? So the Sfas Emes says there's a concept of Geula and there's a concept of Bias HaMashiach. Mashiach, says the Sfas Emes, could come any time. However, the final Geula, that will be, says the Sfas Emes, as our Gemara indicates, either in Nisan or Tishrei. However, the Turi Evin explains that there are actually two concepts. There's a concept of Be'itoi, in its right time, and there's a concept of Achishena, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu can make the Mashiach come earlier than the expected time. When Al Gemara, says the Turi Evin, discusses, will it be Nisan, will it be Tishrei, it's talking about Be'itoi. What is the predetermined time that a Kodesh Baruch Hu decided Mashiach should come? If Klal Yisrael is not Zoicha, that they should act properly and cause Mashiach to come earlier. However, if we act properly, then Achishana, Mashiach could come any time. However, perhaps we could take this concept a step further, because there are Mefarshim that want to suggest that there really is not a machloikis between Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Yeshua. Rather, Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Yeshua represent two different approaches. The approach of Rebbe Lezer, which speaks about Tishrei, Tishrei represents Teva. It represents the natural order of the world. Every year is a new year. And Nisan, as we've described so many times in our Shiurim, represents Nisim, Hanisnahagdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, Lemala Midarech HaTeva, not in the natural order. And that's perhaps what Rebbe Lezer and Yeshua are saying. There are two ways that Mashiach may come. It could come B'Tishrei, it'll come B'Itoi, it'll come in its regular time, the time that Kadosh Baruch Hu predetermined. But there's also a concept of the Nisan Nigalu, that Klal Yisrael could be worthy of special Nisim, that do not depend on any specific time, just depends that Klal Yisrael acts accordingly that Mashiach should come. And the Kedusha Slavi says, we say, Hein go'alti eschem, achris kereshis. We ask of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that achris, the gula shleima that we're so soon expecting, should be kereshis. It should be l'malam midarech hateva. It shouldn't be this a specific time. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, even before the time we were supposed to leave Mitzrayim, so to achris kereshis, so too should be the gula sida immediately. The Rav Yosef Shol Natanzon, the Lemberger Rav, the Shoyle Meshev, uses our Gemara to explain how we begin the Haggadah. We know we begin the Seder has the Seder with the Haggadah and with the Holach Ma'anya. And actually, when we say the Holach Ma'anya, there seems to be a redundancy. We say Hashata Hocha L'shona Haba Ba'arad Yisrael, Hashata Avdei L'shona Haba B'nei Chayim. What's the redundancy? So he explains that as we're learning in our Gemara, there's Machloikas when the Gula will be. Will it be in Nisan or will it be in Tishrei? Furthermore, our Gemara is teaching us that in Mitzrayim, 6 months before Klal Yisrael were ultimately redeemed, they stopped to work. And seemingly, he says, so will be the case when Mashiach comes for the 6 months before we will stop to work. So he says that is what the Baal HaGadah is alluding to. The Baal HaGadah is saying we have the Machloikas of Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Yeshua, and we're not quite certain who the Halacha is like. So, according to the Mandom that says, B'nissen Nigalu, or B'nissen Asidin L'Gol, so we say, Shata Hocha, this year Nisan, we're still in Golos. Hopefully, the coming Tishrei, we will stop to work, and L'Shona Haba, by next year Nisan, B'Arad Yisrael, we will have the Gula Shleima. However, the other Mandom who says, B'nissen Nigalu, or B'Tishrei Asidin L'Gol, so if we were to be redeemed in the coming Tishrei, we should no longer be working this Nisan. The fact that we're still working this Nisan is an indication that we will not be freed this coming Tishrei. So what's the best we could hope for? Hashata Avdei, this year Nisan will avodim. What we could hope for is that Lashana Haba, the next year Nisan, at least we could hope and pray that we will be B'nai Chayim, we will be free, we will no longer have to work, so that the Tishrei afterwards, which is actually a year and a half from the Seder night that the person is making this proclamation, we will have the Gula Shleima. Says the Gemara, Tanya, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Menayin Shebe Tishrei Nivra Olam. How do we know that the world was created in Tishrei? Shenema, as the pasuk says in Parshas Bereishis, V'yom Alkim HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Tatshe Yoretz Desha, let the land be covered with vegetation, Esev Mezriya Zera, grass that produces grass, eight pre trees of fruit. Explains Rabbi Elazar, Eze Chodesh Aretz Metziah Deshoim. In which month do we have that the land is full with vegetation, Vilam Malay Paris, and the trees are full of fruit? Havam Zat Tishrei. By Tishrei, as we learned, Tishrei, we explained, Sukkot is Chag HaOsev. That's when all the fruits and everything else are completely on the ground. Vice Aperik, furthermore, Zman Revi'a Hoysa, was a time when rain is required. V'yod G'sham V'tzimchu, and actually rain fell and the plants grew. Shenemar V'eid Yelav Min Aretz, a mist rose from the earth and ultimately caused rain. And as Mefarshim explained, we know that Sukkot is the time for rain. We say Birchas HaGeshem on Shmini Atzeres. Actually, the halacha is we should maybe have said it from the beginning of Sukkot. We don't say it from the beginning of Sukkot simply because rain on Sukkot is Simen Klala. The Panim Yafais uses this pasuk to reiterate a halacha that we learned in Masech the Brachas. The Gemara says in Masech the Brachas that a person has to be careful to first feed his animals, and only after he feeds his animals, then can he eat himself. He explains, that's what the pasuk says. The pasuk first speaks about tatshe ha'oris desha. It first speaks about the grass, which is the food eaten by animals, and only afterwards does the pasuk speak about eitz pri, the fruit of the tree, which is what's used, which is used for human consumption. Rabbi Shuaimer, how do we know that the world was created in Nisan? In which month do we have that the land is full of grass for Elam Atzir prayers, that the fruit is only beginning to emerge, they're not completely finished? That's Nisan. Voice a perik, and that's the time. That's the time where the animals mate with each other. Shenemer, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, Lof Shachar Natzayin. We discussed this earlier, that the time when the animals become pregnant is the time of Yisroya'u Af Yeshiru. Is a time when noise is made from the wheat that's completely grown that bang against each other. Vidach Nami asked the Gemara, but how will Rabbi Elazar explain the pasuk Siv Eisaperi, the time when the fruit is only emerging? According to Rabbi Elazar, the world was created in Tishrei. Tishrei is not the time when the fruit is emerging. Tishrei is the time when the fruit is already completely grown. Says the Gemara, who lebracha ledayrus hudiksev? That pasuk is only a brach for future generations, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that the trees should constantly grow and give fruit. Ask the Gemara of Idach Nami HaKtziv Eitz Pri, which seems to indicate that the fruit was completely grown, not just emerging, not like, so how could you say it was a Nisan? A Nisan, the fruit is only emerging, it's not completely grown. Answers the Gemara, Ahu Chidr Bishu Ben Levi. He says that we should understand this pasuk like Rabbi Shu Ben Levi taught us. Dam Rabbi Shu Ben Levi, Kol Masse Bereishis, everything that was created, Bekaimasam Nivru, was created with a full stature. So it means that it was complete, it was created complete. Ladatan Nivru. So Rashi has a very interesting explanation, Ladatan, that Rashi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked everything that he created, are you agreeable to be created? The Ritva has a very difficult time understanding this Rashi. He says, does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to ask everything that he's creating for permission to create it? So therefore he explains Ladaton means usually when a child or an animal or anything is born, they're not born completely mature, they have to grow. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the various people and animals and everything during the Shesh Yemei Bereishis, Ladaton, he created them completely mature in their full mature state. Litziv Yoinim Nivro, here too we have a Machlokes. Rashi seems to learn that each creature chose the characteristic and form that it desired. Again, Ritva is troubled with this pshat that Kadosh Baruch Hu is asking them for their advice. So Tosfos seems to learn that every item was created with its full measure of beauty. And in fact, Rav Moshe Netshuva uses this concept to show that something beautiful is valuable, has a value in halacha, because Baruch Hu, he says, was careful to create the world in a beautiful way. Others seem to explain that litzivyonim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ingrained in everything he created the ability to grow and expand and multiply. And other mefarshim seem to explain that we know that everything that was created in the world has in it two parts. It has the gashmius part, that's l'kaimasam, the full shape, the full stature. And it also has a ruchnistig dimension, and that is alluded to b'tzivyoinim. Shenemar v'chul hashmayim v'arot v'chol tzivom atik r'tzivoyim el tzivyoinim. Rebbe Elazar Omer, Menayin Shabbatishrei Nol the Ovis. How do we know that the Ovis were born in Tishrei? Shenemar, because as the Pasuk says in Malachim, V'yikalu HaMelech Shloima, they gathered around Melech Shloima, Kol Ish Yisrael, all of Klai Yisrael, B'Yerech HaYisan B'Chag, in the month of the Son and B'Chag. Yerech, what month was this? Was Tishrei, and why is it called Yerech HaYisonim? Because Yered Shenor L'Bay Yisonim Olim, the month in which the strong ones, the Avos, who are considered the strong ones, were born in. Ask the Gemara, my Mashma, the high Eson Lishten T'kifahu, how do you know that Eson means mighty? Says the Gemara, as the Pasuk says, Eson Meshavecha, mighty is where you live. The Omer, and the Pasuk says, Shimu Horim es Riv Hashem, ve'esonim mois de arutz. Mountains should hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu's grievances, and the mighty ones, the foundations of the earth. So we see that the mountains are referred to as mighty ones. The Omer, and the Pasuk says, Kaldoi dehine zabo, medalek al har mekapitz al kavoyis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come, jumping over the mountains and the hills. Medalek al harim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the gula. He'll jump over the mountains to bring us the gula. B'schus ha'avos. The avos are called harim because they're strong and mighty like mountains. Mekapitz al gavoyis, he will leap over the hills. B'schus ha'imoyis, that b'schus our avos and amoyis, we will have the gula shlema. So we see that the avos are called esonim. B'shu ha'imer. Rabbi Shua says, "Benayin shabbat nissen nado avos." How do we know that the avos were born in Nissan? Shenemar v'hi b'shmoinim v'abam ha'ishon el tzeis b'nei yisrael me'et Mitzrayim. It was 480 years after Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim. B'shon ha'arviyas b'chay deziv. Why is it called chay deziv? Because b'yerech it's the month shenol d'boy zivsonei oilam, that the beautiful people of the world, who are the beautiful people of the world, the avos were born in. Asks Rashi, we learned that Ziv doesn't mean Nisan. The Ziv actually means Iyar. So asks Rashi, how could our Gemara say that we see from here, from this Pasuk, that the Avos were born in Nisan when the Pasuk is referring to Chodesh Iyar? So Rashi gives two answers. The first answer Rashi says is what the pasuk means to say is by the time Chodesh Ziv, by the time Chodesh Iyar came, the Zivasnei Olam, the beautiful people of the world, the tzaddikim, the avos, were already born. Another pshat he says is as follows. He says we know that there are four seasons in the year: the summer and the spring and the fall and the winter. Those seasons are actually not based on our calendar, on the lunar calendar, but rather they're based on the solar calendar. And there's a discrepancy between the solar calendar and the lunar calendar. The solar calendar is 365 days, and the lunar calendar is 354 days. We have a discrepancy of 11 days, and actually that's why in the lunar calendar we have to make a leap year every number of years to bring those two calendars into sync. When Rabbi Eliezer says that the Avos were born in Nisan, he's not referring to the lunar month Nisan. He's referring to the solar Nisan, the Kufis Nisan, which could very much happen in a year where the year is somewhat late. The Kufis Nisan will come out in Iyar. Ask the Gemara, Vidach, Vaksiv, B'Yerach Yisanim. The Pasuk says Yerach Yisanim, which seems to be teach us that Tishrei is the month in which the Avos were born. Says the Gemara, what that Pasuk means to say is, Hosam the Tkifim and Mitzvahs. The Nisan, the Tishrei, is the month which is mighty with Mitzvahs. We have Rosh Hashanah, and we have Yom Kippur, and we have Sukkot, a month full of Mitzvahs. Vidach Nami Ksiv Chodesh, which seems to indicate that the Avos were born in Nisan. Hahu the Isbay Ziva Leiloni. What that pasuk is coming to teach us is it's the month where the trees are beautiful. Dam Rav Yehuda, Haiman the Nafik V'Yomi Nisan, one who goes out during the month of Nisan, V'Chazer Lina the Malavavi, he sees the trees in the bloom. Omer he should make the bracha, Baruch Shlachisa Ma'ilam Ma'iklum, nothing is missing in the world. Bar Bria's Tavis, he created beautiful creatures. V'Lanis Tavis, good trees. L'snas Ben Bnei Adam, the people should enjoy. So the pasuk is teaching us that that's the time for Birchas Hilonis. And there's a question. Our Gemara seems to say that the time to say the Birchas Hilonis is in Nisan, and the Paiskim discuss must it specifically be in Nisan. The Chassam Sofer says in the name of his Rebbe, Reb Nosson Adler, that it can be made not specifically in Nisan. The Kavachayim, on the other hand, does say that it should be made specifically in Nisan. The Mishnah Berurah seems to say that it doesn't have to be made in Nisan. It can be made as long as the trees are in bloom. And actually, this is relevant very much la'alocha l'maisam, because there's a machloikis between the Ramah and the Mechaber, Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch, if women who are potter for mitzvah asay shazman groma may make a mitzvah on a mitzvah asay shazman groma. The Ramah says that a woman may make a brach on a mitzvah asay shazman groma. However, the Mechaber says that they may not. That's why, according to the Mechaber, a woman should not make a leisha besukkah, or should not make a brach on the dalad minim. So if we're going to say that the Birchas Hilonos may only be made in Nisan, so it's a mitzvah asay shazman groma, and women should not be allowed to make that bracha. However, if on the other hand we're going to say that it can be made as long any time that the trees are in bloom, so that's not a mitzvah asay shazman groma. It's only you can only make the mitzvah, you can only make the bracha when the trees are in bloom, but it's not specific to any time, and women, even according to the Mechaber, would be allowed to make this bracha. The halacha also is that the bracha should not be made on an ilan srak, on a tree that doesn't give off any fruit. Furthermore, it should not be made on an ilan that's a murkav, a tree that was grafted. Given that harkava, grafting a tree, is usur, one should not make a bracha on such a tree. The question the Paiskim discuss is may be made on an ilan, on a tree that's arla, the first 3 years, where we're not allowed to eat the fruit of the tree. There's a tshuv in the Chelkas Yaakov discussing the situation, the shaila. He seems to say that he would feel that one should be allowed to make the bracha even on a tree that's arla. And he says that the terminology of the bracha would seem to indicate that, because the bracha says, lis Nas Bam B'nei Adam, that people should be able to enjoy. And even though we Jews may not eat Arla. Non-Jews are allowed to eat Arla, so Deb Nei Adam and enjoying the tree. Yet he says Rabbi Akiva Eger asked the Shaila, and he doesn't want to say that it's permissible. So therefore he says that he can't say that one can make a bracha on a tree that's Arla. However, he does quote a Chibina Rav who says that in Chutz Laretz, since we find that the halachas of Arla are more lenient in Chutz Laretz, the halach is that Suffolk Arla, a questionable situation of Arla, is mut in Chutz Laretz. Therefore, the Chibina Rav says that in Chutz Laretz, one can make a bracha on an Arla tree. There's an interesting Kafachayim that seems to indicate that, based on the Lashon of our Gemara, that the Gemara says, person sees trees that are in bloom, it's preferable to make the brachas ha'ilonois not where there's only one tree in bloom, but to rather go to a place where there are a number of trees in bloom and make the bracha there. Man the Amr ben Nissen Naldu, according to Man the Amr that says that the Avos were born, Avram and Yaakov were born in Nissan. But Nissan Mesu, he will say that they passed away in Nissan. Mandam and Batishrei Naldu, Batishrei Mesu. And Mandam that said they were born in Tishrei will say that they passed away in Tishrei. Shenema. For Yom Aleim, Moshe Rabbeinu says, that Me'e Ve'esrim Shona Anoicha Hayoim. I'm 120 years old today. Shantam Aleim Hayoim. There's no reason to say Hayoim. Matam Aleim Hayoim. What is the purpose of adding this word? Hayoim Molo Yomei Vishnoitzei. Today is the day that I finished my birthday. L'lam d'chosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Emalish Nesayim Shal Tzadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu completes the days of Tzadikim V'yoyim L'yoyim M'chodesh L'chodesh, exactly to the month and exactly to the day. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Es Mispar Yomecha Amalei, I will fill your days. So the Pnei Yeshua says, why do we have to have two Pesukim that teaches the same concept? The Pasuk of Es Mispar Yomecha Amalei and the Pasuk of Hayoyim Mol Yomei Shnoisai. So he says that if we would have only had the first pasuk that the Gemara quoted, "Bemei v'esm shana moichi hayoyim," we would say that perhaps Moshe Rabbeinu passed away on his birthday. But there is no proof that that means that every tzaddik should pass away on his birthday. That's why the pasuk says "a mispa yomecha amalei." But he asks, so why don't we just use the pasuk of Es Mispar Yomecha Amalei? So he says that we only had the pasuk of Es Mispar Yomecha Amalei, we would think that what the pasuk is saying is that every person is brought down to the world, and he for his purpose, and when he finishes his purpose, Es Mispar Yomecha Amalei, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes him from the world, as the famous story when the Imrei Emes came home from the Levaya of the Sfas Emes. So he told his family, our father, the Sfas Emes, had a Riches Yomim. So his family looked at him. The Sfas Emes passed away when he was 57 years old. How could you say he had a Riches Yomim? He said, I didn't say he had a Riches Shonim. He said, he had a Riches Yomim. Every day was Oruch. Every day was full of Torah Mitzvahs, full of accomplishing something. So that's why he says that Pnei Yeshua, the Pasuk, the Gemara needs both Pesukim. Es Mispar Yomecha Amalei, to teach us that it doesn't specifically mean that you'll fulfill your goal. It also has to be Me'e V'esrim Shana Anoicha Hayoyim, that he passes away the day he was born. And the Gra explains what's the point of teaching us that what's the point of dying the day he was born. Explains the Gra. Somebody who passes away the day he was born, it shows that there is no coincidence. It's just not a coincidence. He was born this day and passed away this day. The life of a tzaddik is to show that there is no coincidence. The life of a tzaddik is to show that a Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. That's why when his dying on the day of his birth is the greatest testimony that there is a Kadosh Baruch Hu who's running the world, and everything is with a cheshbon, which is really a testimony to what a tzaddik's life was all about. But Pesach Noel Yitzchak, the Gebraisa continues teaching us that Yitzchak was born on Pesach. Minolon k'diksev, l'mayit oshev alecha, The Malachim come to Avram and tell him, we're going to return to you on a Yontif. They come to him and they tell him, we're going to come to you on another Yontif and you will have a son. Amos Koy, at which Yontif did they come and say this to Avram? Elam of Pesach, if we'll say that they came on Pesach for Kamalei Betzeres and they told him that by Shavuos, the next Yontif, you'll have a child. Ask the Gemara, b'chamishim yom miko yoldo, can a child be born only after a pregnancy of 50 days? El de Koy Batzeres, are you going to say that they came on Shavuos for Kamalei Betishrei and said that next Tishrei you'll have a child? Again, ask the Gemara. Akate b'chamish yarechim mikoyaldei. From Shavuos to Sukkot is only 50 days. Can a child be born after pregnancy of five months? El dekoy b'chag. It must be that they came on Sukkot for Kamalei b'Nissan, and they told him that next Nisan you will have a child. Ask the Gemara. Akate b'shita yarechim mikoyaldei. From Pesach to Sukkot is only 6 months. Can a child be born in 6 months? Answer the Gemara, Tana, Oysa Shana Muberes Oysa. That year was a leap year, so it wasn't just 6 months, it was 7 months. Ask the Gemara, Soif, Soif, Kimadli Mar Yume Tume. If we deduct the days of Tume, because as Rashi teaches us in Chumash, Sarah was 90 years old when she became pregnant, and she had stopped Chod Lios L'Sarah Oirach Kenoshim. Sarah had stopped to menstruate when the Malachim came that day, pierced a Nida. She became a Nida. And the proof is, because we find that Sarah was preparing cakes and bread to serve to the Malachim, and then we don't find that they were actually served. And the explanation is because Sarah had unexpectedly become Tamei, and because she had unexpectedly become Tamei, and in the home of Avram Avinu, they were careful to eat only food that was tahar, so she couldn't serve this food. So now, even we have to deduct a week in which she was a nida before she could have relations with her husband. So Basril, who we have to deduct that week, Amma Zutra, I feel a mandama yeledes letisha and yeledes lemukatan. Even according to the mandama that says that a woman who goes to full term to 9 months does not give birth before the 9 months are up, yeledes leshiva. A child that's not born full term, as Yitzchak, who was born after 7 months, Yeledes L'Mukutam can be born, doesn't even have to have the full term of 7 months. Shenemar, as we find, when Chana was pregnant with Shmuel, the Pasuk says, Vayihi L'Tkufas Hayomim. Mi T'Kufas, we spoke about T'Kufas earlier, T'Kufas means seasons. Each season is three months. So, two tkufas is 6 months. Mi tkufa shayim is 6 months. Or mi yomim, in Tzatzik says yomim, minimum of yomim is 2 days. So we see that the child was born after 6 months and 2 days. Here too, Yitzchak, he was born not up to even a full 7 month pregnancy. And the Farshim, actually, the Bukhar Shor, makes an observation that we find that all the people mentioned in the Torah that were born in an abbreviated pregnancy were tzaddikim. Moshe Rabbeinu, Peretz and Zarach, now we're learning Yitzchak. So he explains, why were they all born in an abbreviated pregnancy? So he says that we know that when a child is born, his Yetzirah comes to him. When he's in his mother's womb, there's a Malach learning with him Kol HaTorah Kula. So most people have a difficult time with the Yetzirah, so they're much better off in their mother's womb learning Torah and not having to deal with the Yetzirah. However, these tzaddikim who were born and were great tzaddikim and did not have an issue with the Yetzirah could be born early, and we're not concerned that they're going to get the Yetzirah sooner because they know how to prevail over the Yetzirah. Farshim also point out that our Gemara says that Avram and Yaakov were either born in Nisan or Tishrei and passed away in the same month. Yitzchak, the Gemara we just proved, was born in Nisan. But the question is, he was born in that month, But the question is, when did he pass? He born in Nisan. I'm sorry. The question is, when did he pass away? The Gemara doesn't seem to indicate when he passed away. So Mefarshim say that presumably we have to learn that he died in the same month that he was born, just like all tzaddikim die in the same month that they were born, as we learned by Avraham and Yaakov and Moshe. Others say that Yitzchak is a different situation, because since we know that Yitzchak, when he turned older, became blind, and Suma Chashiv Kameis, somebody who's blind is considered as if he's dead, so it's different. Or other Mefarshim say that we know Yitzchak was a, once Yitzchak went to the Akedah, once he became a carbon, he has a totally different status. Tosfos speaks that here our Gemara seems to indicate that Yitzchak, that the Malachim came on Sukkot and told Sarah that Yitzchak will be born in Nisan. We know that Rashi and Chumash, as Taisus, the Medrash teaches us that the Malachim came on Pesach and told Sarah, Lamayit Oshvalecha, they made a Sarah Tzarita, they made a mark on the wall, that when the year comes back to this day, that's when Yitzchak will be born. So that seems to say, that Medrash seems to think, teach us that Yitzchak was born, and the message that we'll be born all were on Pesach. It's also interesting to note that Tosfos quotes a Pirkei to Rebbe Elazar that says that the bris of Avraham Avinu was on Yom Kippur, and the Farshim discuss how could a bris take place on Yom Kippur. It was a milah shleib bismanai. Avraham was 99 years old, and a milah shleib bismanai we don't do on Shabbos for Yontif. So the Farshim say that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically told him to make the bris, that was the zman that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to be, even if it was on Yom Kippur. Others say, I saw from the Lubavitcher Rebbe this Mahalach in explaining the Gemara. He says that we know that the question is, why didn't Avraham Avinu make the bris earlier? Avraham Avinu was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. He did everything that the Torah expects of us. So the answer is that the Halach is Gol HaMetzuvah V'Oisra Mishan HaMetzuvah V'Oisra. Somebody who's commanded to do a mitzvah should do it, is greater than somebody who's not commanded. So every mitzvah can be done twice. It can be done when he's in a mitzvah v'oisa, and it can be done when he's mitzvah v'oisa. A bris milah could only be done once. So Avraham Avinu waited until HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to make the bris milah. So now we have Yom Kippur. For Yom Kippur, Avraham Avinu was in a mitzvah v'oisa. He wasn't commanded to observe Yom Kippur. He did it because he was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. But for the bris, he was a mitzvah v'oisa, he was commanded. Certainly a mitzvah that one is commanded to do takes precedence over a mitzvah that he's not commanded to do. We learned Rosh Hashanah, Nifkada, Sarah, Rachel, Chana. Rosh Hashanah, Sarah, Rachel, and Chana were all remembered that HaKadosh Baruch Hu declared that they would have children. Menolan, Amar, Belaza, Asi, Bekida, Bekida, Asi, Zechira, Zechira. We learn Exereshav, the word Pekida, and the word Zechira. Ksiv Barachel Yidab Alakim Esrachel, V'yizkel Alakim Esrachel, Ksiv Bechanav Yizkere Hashan. V'ask Yizkir Zechim Rosh Hashanah. And we know that it happened Rosh Hashanah, Ksiv Shabbos and Zichra Turuah. Rosh Hashanah is called Yoyim Zikaroin. And then we learn Pekida Pekida, Ksiv Bechana, Kipakar Hashem Eschana, Ksiv Besara. And it says Besara, V'Hashem Pakar Esara. So just like Chana had the Zechira on Rosh Hashanah, so too was Sarah. And the Malbim explains what's the difference between Zechira and Bekida. Zechira means something, to remember something. Bekida means to taking action as a result of one remembering something. Rosh Hashanah Yotze Yosef Beis Asurin, Menolan, how do we notice? The Ksiv, Tikkun B'Chai Deshev B'Kesel Yom Chagenu K'Chayk L'Yisrael, as we explained that this Pasuk represents Rosh Hashanah, and the pasuk continues that saying, "Edus b'Yosef, Samay b'Tzeisai," when he left Mitzrayim. So we see that it was in Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah batla avoid the ma'amisenim Mitzrayim. On Rosh Hashanah, our forefathers stopped working Mitzrayim. Ksiv hachav v'Tzeisai eschem etachel sivus Mitzrayim. Ksiv hasam, and it says in that perek in Tehillim that speaks about Yosef, Hasiroisai Mesivil Shechmai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the burden off his shoulders. So just like Yosef stopped working on Rosh Hashanah, so too our Avos. But Nissen Nigalu, everybody agrees that our forefathers were redeemed in Nisan Kedisa. It's explicit in the Pasuk. But Tishrei Asidin L'Gol, Ash Yashayfer Shayfer, because Lun Xer Shavah Shayfer Shayfer, according to Rebbe Leza. Ksiv Hacha, Tikka B'chay De Shayfer, Ksiv Hasam, B'yayma Hu, Yitaka B'shayfer Godel, to represent our ultimate redemption. Yeshuaimer, B'nissen Negalu, we were redeemed in Nissen, and B'nissen Asidin L'Gol. Menolan Amakra, the Pasuk says, Leila Shimurim, and the Pasuk says, Leila Shimurim Uba Mishesh Mebreshis. This is the day that was declared to be the day that we're anticipating to have the Gula Shlema. V'idach, according to Beleza, that the Gula will be in Tishrei. What did this Pasuk teach us? Leil HaMashum HaBam Nazikim, the Pesach night is considered Leil Shimurim, in which we're protected. And Tosfos points out that Yeshua agrees that we learn both concepts from this Pasuk, both that it's the night that we will have the Gula Shlema, and it's also Leil Shimurim. Pesach by night is considered Leil Shimurim. Just to mention quickly, some of the halachas of Leil Shmurim. On Leil Shmurim, we are protected. That's why the minig by the Seid says the Rama is that we open the door by Shvoi Chamascha to show that we're not concerned. It's a Leil Shmurim. The halach is that on Friday night, after Maariv, we say the bracha Magen Avos. And the reason that this bracha was instituted was because the shuls were out of the main area where people lived, and if somebody was delayed in davening, we did not want that he should go home himself, and that's why we waited and we delayed the davening with saying Magen Avos, so everybody should walk home together. The Pesukim say that if Pesach is Friday night, we don't have to say Magen Avos. Similarly, most Pesukim hold that we don't say Krishma Alamita on Pesach by night. Although the Magen Avraham says that we do say the Birchas HaMapel, the Kafa Chaim in the name of Dari says we don't say Birchas HaMapel. Most Pesukim say that we do say, of course, the first Pasuk Shema and Vahafta. And furthermore, the Yisoid V'Sharish HaAvoid says that we should say B'Yofka B'Yodoi Afkid Ruchi.